One after another, God sent various disasters upon Pharaoh and his subjects, a people obstinate in denial. First, a great period of drought began in Egypt, where water was of such major importance. Agricultural products diminished in availability, and famine ensued. Disasters were occurring everywhere in the land. In spite of them, however, Pharaoh and his inner circle did not abandon their perverse polytheistic practices. They were zealously devoted to the religion of their ancestors. Yet this was not all that befell them. God visited a great many disasters on this people. Following the drought, he sent powerful rains and storms, the like of which had never before been seen in Egypt. Locusts and lice demolished the fields and the crops. Insects covered the cities like black clouds. All the cities of Egypt were plagued by frogs. They were everywhere, in people's homes and on the streets. The water from the river Nile and from the wells turned red with blood. The people of Egypt were now racked by thirst. Despite everything, however, they still continued in their denial. As these torments followed on each other's heels, Pharaoh and those around him attempted to deceive the prophet Musa with a cunning that was doomed to failure. Whenever the plague came down on them, they said, "Musa, pray to your Lord for us by the contract he has with you. If you remove the plague from us, we will definitely believe in you and send the tribe of Israel away with you." But when we removed the plague from them, for a fixed term which they fulfilled, they broke their word. All these disasters described in the Quran have been confirmed by findings from archaeological excavations. The Ipuwer papyrus discovered in the early 19th century describes the scale of the catastrophe in Egypt. Plague is throughout the land, blood is everywhere. All the waters that were in the river have turned to blood. The land is left over to its weariness like the cutting of flax. The palace was ruined in a moment. For 9 days, there was no exit from the palace. No one could see the face of his fellow. Eventually, God commanded the prophet Musa to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. As God had commanded, the prophet Musa and his people secretly departed from Egypt at midnight. Pharaoh was consumed by a terrible anger. He regarded himself as the owner and so-called God of the children of Israel. In addition, it would mean a loss of manpower. He mobilized his soldiers and set out after the children of Israel. The children of Israel came to the shores of a sea as they fled from Pharaoh and his men. By now, Pharaoh and his troops were close enough to see the children of Israel. Panic and despair engulfed the people of Musa. There was no means of escape. Yet the prophet Musa was devoted to God with great submission and trust. He said, "Never. My Lord is with me and he will guide me." Commanded by God to strike the sea with his staff, as described in Surah 26, verse 63, the prophet Musa did so. Miraculously, God divided the waters of the sea, leaving a dry path in the middle, which the children of Israel immediately followed. Pharaoh and his soldiers were so audacious as to chase the children of Israel into the sea. However, after the children of Israel had safely crossed to the other side, the waters suddenly began to close in. Pharaoh and his army, who had taken him as a god, were all drowned in this miracle. At the last moment, however, Pharaoh tried to repent, but his repentance was not accepted. These events are described thus in the Quran. We brought the tribe of Israel across the sea, and Pharaoh and his troops pursued them out of tyranny and enmity. Then, when he was on the point of drowning, he, Pharaoh, said, I believe that there is no God but him in whom the tribe of Israel believe. I am one of the Muslims. What, now? When previously you rebelled and were one of the corruptors. Today we will preserve your body so you can be a sign for people who come after you. Surely many people are heedless of our signs. Scientists have long been investigating how the dividing of the Red Sea described in the Quran and the Torah might have taken place. One striking discovery from this research is a ridge on the floor of the Dead Sea. This underwater ridge is found in the Gulf of Aqaba, an extension of the Red Sea. According to one interpretation, the path taken by the Prophet Musa led across this ridge. According to scientists, a powerful wind blowing from the east could have uncovered this ridge. Doron Knopf, a professor of ocean sciences at Florida University, constructed a complete model of the ridge in the Red Sea in order to test this thesis. During the experiment, Professor Knopf observed that when the wind was applied to the model, a dry path was indeed opened up. The Prophet Musa's crossing of the Red Sea may have taken place in this way. There is no doubt, of course, that God knows best. Archaeological findings shed light not just on the dividing of the Red Sea, but also on the drowning of Pharaoh and his army. For years, scientists have been searching for traces of Pharaoh's army in the depths of the Red Sea. Their research has arrived at some striking conclusions. These images were taken in the Gulf of Aqaba, which connects the Sinai Peninsula to Saudi Arabia. This sand surface brought to mind a ridge in the sea. The important thing, however, was the seaweed appearing here and there. This seaweed needs to cling to a solid base in order to survive. Most importantly of all, these seaweeds assume the form of the materials they cling to, even if these subsequently disappear. This seaweed encountered by scientists had a different property. There were no rocks or stones anywhere in the sea. Yet this seaweed resembled the wheels of the chariots of Pharaoh's army. More astonishing findings emerged as the research continued. A bronze chariot wheel found on the sand. This chariot wheel was in all likelihood left behind by Pharaoh's army, which was drowned under the waters.